It is almost 12 minutes after 7 a.m. Happy Thursday morning to you. And this morning I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner here with us this morning. How's it going?
It's going.
It's not raining.
No, it's not.
It's not snowing.
It's scheduled to rain, I believe, later today. Hopefully we can get through the day.
No, we're mostly sunny today.
Oh, I thought it was. It's tomorrow.
Saturday.
Night. Yeah. Tomorrow night into Saturday.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Look, well, you didn't bring any precipitation. Yeah,
no, it's nice and clear out. It's a nice, crisp morning.
Crisp is a good word. I was going to use cold, but crisp is it. We're at 22 degrees right now.
Yeah, but I think it feels a lot better than yesterday morning.
Oh, see, I think, yeah, it's
You don't have the wind
true.
Kicking in, and that's never a good thing.
But, yeah, we're in that funny part of the year with the weather.
Yeah, it's a lot of people say they love Ohio because you get to see all the seasons.
And in a day.
this time of year, you get to see them in a day, in a week, multiples. And you save on the mileage of your vehicle. You don't have to travel to different parts of the states to see the different
We play seasons. A game of what's that season every morning.
Yeah. To me, it felt as the last couple weeks kind of feels like it's been fall more than spring. Just I think the gloominess and everything and the way the weather's been kicking back and forth from rain, snow, sun feels more like fall to me. I don't know why. It just had that feel to it.
But the trees are blooming.
Yes. Yep, and that they
means
are.
People are going to be out and about.
Yeah. You know, when we do catch the nice weather days, people are going to be out and about hitting the trail, going to be doing yard work. It's what's today, March 21st?
Affirmative.
And I've already had my first dose of poison ivy for the year, so I got that going on. I'm one of those people. I was cleaning up some stuff when
I'm
we had a nice, shiny, sunshiny
day. As far away
day.
As my microphone will let me from you.
Yeah, and poison ivy, it likes me. Poison ivy, mosquitoes. If I think about them, it seems to be that's what I'm dealing with. And
that's part of the reason my yard looks like a wild disaster.
we have an area in our yard. We have always called it the island. It's always overgrown with stuff. And I decided this year I was going to start early. And it was a nice day. And next thing I know, I'm dealing with a couple days later. I'm like, man, that sure doesn't look good. And sure enough, I got my first dose of, I don't know if it's poison ivy or poison oak.
I always have to look it up.
Yeah,
I never know.
It was definitely, maybe that will be the only case this year for me, but I highly doubt it. I always seem to.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh at that, but no.
I'm just one of those people that I think about it and I'm in the woods and next thing I know I got it. it's a battle to get rid of. So, you know, it's one of those things. Known better. I knew better. At least I was not wearing shorts that day, so it didn't get all over my legs, but my arms got it pretty good because, of course, you know, it was too warm, so I was outside in short sleeve shirt, and it's always above my glove lines because I wear gloves. I'm very careful and not careful enough, so it is what it is, but at least I know if I'm out doing that and that happens that the weather's going to be turning for the better.
And you're going to see more of that, folks, mowing and cleaning up the yard. And so, you know, they're just being cautious, careful, watching on both ends, the folks doing it and not doing it.
You know, the parks will get crowded the days we have, especially the closer we get. The nice, sunshiny, warm days, even some of the sunshiny, cooler days, the population in the parks and walking around outside is definitely going to grow. So, you know, as we always discuss, pay attention. You know, the weather gets nice, kids are outside playing, there's more chances for balls or kids ended up in the street. Just pay attention, be aware. It's nice to be out when the weather's nice cruising around, but you always have to watch. Another thing that I've noticed in the last week or so, my drive in from my house, I've noticed quite a few deer migrating around the area. There's one spot in between 6283 split and ODOT. Along there's fields and some marshland, and I've noticed quite a few deer along the roadway there. So I guess as the weather gets nice, they start moving too, and as things change, they shift where they want to be. But as the fields green up, they're going to be coming out of the woods. So, as always, got to pay attention to the critters.
Exactly. And, you know, we're getting close to the time where the large critter that delivers eggs shall be about. So there will be, you know, many Easter egg hunts in the area. So be careful with congregated
children. Yeah, the closer it gets, you know, the more they're going to be doing that. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's an outside activity, and kids running for the colored eggs, for the candy, whatever it is. Sometimes they, just like when they're chasing their ball or frisbee or in the street, they don't think about it. So, you know, pay attention.
That is, you can't stress that enough, watching for the kids out there and pedestrians, but really kids, school's still in session and all of that. So definitely going to need to be on your game.
Yeah. And when it's, you know, school's in and it's a nice day and the kids get out there, you know, rip tear and wanting to get out and play. Just got to pay attention to what they're doing.
All right, we're going to take a quick little break. We've got the hometown calendar as well as the birthdays coming up. And we'll have more with Chief Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department here on WKLM. It is 34, almost 35 minutes after 7 a.m. on your Thursday morning. I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner joining me here this morning, and we talked about paying attention earlier in the hour, and one of the things that will require paying attention, but also maybe thinking ahead as well, not maybe thinking ahead, definitely thinking ahead, is here in a couple weeks is the eclipse. And while Millersburg isn't in the totality, it's really close to the places that are, so we could see some reverberation from that here.
Yeah, and those of us, you know, we've been having meetings periodically, and I think most of us come to the consensus that, for the most part, Millersburg is just going to see probably an uptick in people coming and going, trying to get to the area that's really good to see the eclipse. You know, like the northern western part of the county, you know, they're gonna have better view of the eclipse.
You're still gonna see it here.
Yeah, it's just, you know, with this, everybody wants to be in that good
totality.
Yeah, in that good range, and we're outside of that range.
But
obviously, you know, it's we're a travel hub anyway. So it is what it is. People are gonna be coming through. You know, when it is going on. The biggest thing, the biggest concern that first responders have is people just stopping along the roadway, stopping and getting out and looking at it. And that's a real concern, because obviously you're going to have people that are not doing that. So you're going to have vehicle traffic trying to get through.
Or if there's an emergency.
Yeah, emergency, first responders trying to get through, and people, you know, just kind of like getting out, stopping, getting out, and looking, not paying attention to their surroundings. You know, the township roads are thin or skinny. You know, there's not a lot of places. It's not like it's a wide open roadway. So, you know, that's one of our big concerns. Even in town, you know, use the designated parking areas that you can if you want to get out and look. You know, there's places you can go. So, you know, that's just, I think that's more of what we're concerned with, at least with me. I'm more concerned with the travel. The time frame is usually when the uptick in traffic in town is anyway.
Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
You know, and that day, I believe both East and West Holmes have closed for the day.
Correct, yes.
So, you know, the kids are going to be out. So, there again, you know, that's going to be a day that you need to be paying attention. The other concern that a lot of people have talked about is cell service, internet, things like that, depending on how your phone's hooked up. That doesn't seem to be a major concern if you have a landline. So, you know, parents with kids that are going to be home, if you got to work, make sure you have a plan to be able to keep in contact with them. You know, there's going to be some people that are kind of freaked out because it is going to get dark, even though we're not in the totality, it's still going to get dark. And that's an odd thing for kind of in the middle of the day. You know, we get storms and the sky gets dark and it gets a little less light out. But to have the lights turned out in the daytime like that, that'll be an experience. You know, and one thing we don't want people to not be able to do is to, if they're really into that, if, you know, something you want to see, once in a lifetime deal, is be able to observe that and be safe. You know, so if you are going to be doing, observing it, you know, number one, you have to use those glasses that they're selling. I don't know if there's any tricks, you know, floating around on the internet. But you can't use regular sunglasses. Obviously the unprotected eye it's not a good thing. That's a pretty intense light that you'll be looking at, even though it's going to be turning dark.
Looking at the sun.
Yeah, you're still exposing your eyes to the sun. You know, so you just have to take the precautions. Make sure that the little kids, they understand they got to wear them. It's one of those things. It's hard to convince adults that they need to protect their eyes, and then you have to make sure you
lead
know that
by example.
The kids are doing it too. So, and it is. I mean, at least with me, it's kind of like first instinct. You got to look at the sun for something anyway during the day. It's like, you know, how bad is the clouds or the suns and things like that. So, definitely this day, the focal point in the sky is going to be the sun. So you got to protect your eyes, and regular sunglasses just aren't going to cut it. So, you know, make sure that your eyes are safe, because you know, that's something you don't want. You don't want to be burning your eyes out. They need to be lasting you for your lifetime. So.
Especially if you're driving somewhere.
Yeah.
You need to be able to see, drive home.
You know, you drive with driving with spots in your eyes, it makes it hard to see. So, you know, just that day, we need to be extra cautious. You know, obviously headlights are going to be needed during that time frame. And that's one of the things, you know, even during the day, we get the adverse weather, you turn your wipers on.
Wipers on, headlights on.
Yeah, the driving lights, and I say it again, I don't understand why the vehicle manufacturers, if they can make it so there's automatic driving lights, why can't they add the taillights into that? And I don't know for certain. Maybe they've finally started doing that, but I still know there's plenty of vehicles around that during the day you'll have some sort of a headlight on or driving light, and you have no taillights. And people don't think about that when the adverse weather hits. So, you know, during this time, it's going to be dark, so you'll need to be using your headlights.
And because it's on a Monday.
Yep.
People could be traveling westward through the village on Sunday, Saturday to get there, or if they're staying there, migrating over. So we could see a really busy weekend leading into the eclipse.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things is, you know, a lot of people are looking at the day or two before the influx of people coming in. And then there's also obviously a lot of talk of when the event ends. Everybody, you know,
it's going to go home.
Yeah, everybody deciding show's over and it's time to start leaving. You know, so I've seen on the news, Cleveland News, where they're starting to promote, you know, stick around, wait a little bit after the event has passed. You don't have to be, you know, in a major hurry to get back to where you came from or you're back to your home. You know, obviously, the best thing would be is if you could observe it from your own yard. Don't have to travel anywhere. Don't have to go anywhere. You know, because one thing that it could be a
busy.
You know, yeah, we've not had one like this
through our area.
So it, we don't know. You know, that a lot of this stuff that's coming out on this is
from the last one.
The last one, which.
2017
was out west, I believe. More
well, it went Indiana. The opposite direction. It was as close as either Kentucky or Tennessee. One of the people I used to work with at a past job got to go down into where the totality was and see it. And that's some of all of this that we're talking about is things that were commented on and learned from that.
And I know, you know, in those instances, interstates and big highways, roadways, people just stopped, pulled over. And then once, you know, like the shoulder got filled, they were just stopping in the lane of travel. So, you know, that's a problem because there's going to be people that are not so thrilled with it and not wanting to observe it, still trying to travel. You know, a lot of places are going to close, but there's still a lot of people, business as usual. Got to get things done, got to get to and from work. You know, so you don't want to impede their travel any more than what's necessary. So the best suggestion that I have is get somewhere that you can legally park and, you know, and look at
plan it. Plan ahead, give yourself plenty of time.
Yeah, and don't be in a rush afterwards. You know, it's kind of like having a sporting event or an event that ends at one time, except it's kind of like the whole area is going to be affected. It's not just like
that
out of the fairgrounds, you know, the demolition derby let out and everybody's flooding out of the fairgrounds. This is like, you know, it could be
a big demolition derby.
Yeah, a major thing everywhere. And, you know, people are going to be flocking in and probably flocking out. Hopefully, you know, that we don't have a major issue. But the agencies are in the totality area. There's definitely concern for a first responder response of any kind. You know, the cell service, because so many people nowadays don't have landlines and their communication is their phone. So, you know, you have people recording it, trying to record it, doing live feeds, all that stuff.
Doing their reels and their videos.
Yeah, just kind of mucking up the whole system. So it is a major concern.
And learning from that last eclipse, a lot of folks ask, well, why are the schools closing? What I learned from some of the meetings I've been in and having friends who went to the last one, the reason a lot of schools have closed for the eclipse is because of all the traffic. It was at the same time where school would let out. And so kids were stuck in the buses for like 2 and 3 hours because the traffic was stopped because there was so much traffic and people trying to do this. And they don't want the kids to be stuck on these buses for hours longer than they already are on a bus. Right. So this was, you know, it's precautionary, and then that's less traffic on the roads by not having the school buses and everything, because it goes in at like 1:57 is when it like starts.
Yeah,
and like totality is at like 3 something, which is right when school would be getting out. Yep. So it was all precautionary and not well thought out.
And like I said, with, you know, township roads, those being skinny travel, you know, if you had a car on the side of the road and then you try to get a bus through, you know, obviously that makes it unsafe for both vehicles. The bus, obviously, with children on it. So, you know, I had never heard anything like that. I wasn't sure. You know, I knew the added relief of the traffic and the time of the day, things like that. But I didn't know that was a major issue per se in the last one. So, but, you know, it does make sense. The buses, the bigger vehicles, you know, the fire trucks, the ambulances, they need the bigger area to move. So, you know, that's what one of the things that, you know, if you get a township road or even a county road,
or some of the small in-town roads,
and both sides of that road is jammed parked, you know, with vehicles, trying to get somebody through the middle is an added issue. So, you know, and the last thing that we want is, you know, to delay the services that are required, the first responders. And all it takes is, you know, people to think about that. And I get it, it's once in a lifetime. You don't always think about that. You know, everybody knows that it's not always first to think about somebody else. But these are things that we need to be able to, as first responders, we think about things like that.
And you guys have been planning for a while now. Yeah, I know you guys have had multiple meetings.
Yep. And you know, so I guess we'll see how it goes. You know, one thing about it being a once-in-a-lifetime event.
And so close to home. Like, yeah, we may not here be in the totality, but it's like 99%. It's not going to be a whole lot different. You're still going to have a really good show right here from town if you don't want to travel.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. You know, just the fact that it gets started.
Unless it's cloudy.
You know, but still, it's still going to be, if it's cloudy, it's going to get dark. You know, which is still going to be kind of weird.
You're still going to need your headlights.
for that time of day. You know, it's just kind of a weird occurrence. You know, I know, like, when a storm's moving in, you always kind of have the quiet. I just kind of wonder what it'll be like while it's going on. Will it be quiet or will it be crazy?
I'm imagining quiet.
You know, to me, if everybody's stopping and looking at the sun or, you know, trying to see it, it's going to be quiet. Just kind of weird, eerie. You know, so, but we'll get through it. You know, it's just one of those things. Think about if you can see it from your yard or somewhere that has public parking and that you can get out and do that, that's definitely way better than stopping along the street.
Don't do it.
You know, it's just, traffic's crazy in town a lot of times anyway.
Please don't make it more crazy.
Please don't add to it. You know, but like I said, I think for the most part, what we're looking at is probably an influx of people that want to be
even more traffic than normal.
Yeah, and it's just, it is what it is. You know, we'll get through it.
You're prepared. You're ready.
And we'll do our thing, and you know, hopefully everything turns out, and it's not a major chaotic issue, which is something we always wish for any kind of an event. And we'll get
to have the calm, not the chaotic.
Yeah, we don't need chaos.
We don't show chaos here.
Just get through the day. You know, and then in a few hours things will be, you know, back to relatively normal, and think about, you know, you'll be able to remember this day.
I was there.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that, you know, I'm pretty sure none of us will be around for the next one.
2099 is the next time it'll go through Ohio.
There might be a couple, but you never know.
Maybe.
2099 is
affirmative.
So,
yeah.
Another.
I suppose. Yeah, I wasn't math. I was having some mathing issues. I'm in radio, not math.
You know, but hopefully everybody gets out and enjoys it, and we get through it.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick little moment, and then we'll be back with Hometown Sports, and then a wrap-up with Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department here on WKLM. We are just about ready to head into the 8 o'clock hour, and we are wrapping up with Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. We kind of have one main focus. It's paying attention and being safe.
Yes. Yep. And it's easy to wrap it up into a lot of things that we talk about. You know, it's just one of those things that it's an everyday thing. You got to pay attention. You got to be safe.
And especially in events.
Yeah. You know, pay attention to your surroundings. You know, that gets thrown in there too. So, you know, the eclipse, it'll get here. It'll go by. We'll get through it.
And then it's on to the next event.
Yeah, and then we'll figure out what the next thing is.
I think it's Vintage in the Village at the beginning of May.
Yep, I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the... I know for me, one of the big things that I... The next bigger thing I would have is... would be the Memorial Day Parade, and that's not... You know, that parade is pretty minor compared to the others, so... but it's a special event, you know, and is decently turned out. A lot of people come and pay their respects, do their thing for Memorial Day. So, and obviously that's the threshold, the start of the summer. So
it's going to be a fun summer.
We'll be looking forward to that.
For sure. So yeah, we an easy summary today. Pay attention, be safe, and especially pay attention with our big mass events coming up. Well, thank you, Chief, for coming out and chatting with us, and we'll do it again.
All right. Thank you.
That was Chief Matt Shaner with the Millersburg Police Department. We're going to take a quick moment, and then we'll be back with Hometown News on WKLM.